This is the Power Relations Teleclass, the third session. Anyone with insights or learnings from this past week?
Yeah, I was noticing particularly with an incident that happened yesterday that it was not exactly a power over, but in some ways I initially gave some power to, it was an email interaction that was coming in, and I just noticed that I went from a moment of submission to rebellion, and then I go to what I think is often my default mode, which is quickly to, well, there's plenty of other ways to meet my needs. Although I know the only way to meet them and that there are many other ways, but sometimes I think I go there too quickly, and it's that self-sufficient, self-reliant part of me that kicks in. It's not that I want to necessarily avoid a dialogue, because sometimes I really, really welcome that and can happily spend a lot of time investing energy in that. But I was just aware yesterday of doing that, and I think that is something that is important for me to watch.
So, Wendy, I want to just check with you if I'm understanding that the work that we're doing in the class is giving you more awareness or perspective on your own habits around choosing to engage or not to engage. And so is it you're just really wanting to bring more awareness to that choice and making sure that you don't make that choice out of some kind of resignation or giving up on your own needs?
Yes, well, it's not so much giving up on my own needs. In some ways, it's to do with, I have a philosophy of kind of don't push the river, and if it feels like I'm pushing it, then I need to kind of flow somewhere else. It's about self-awareness and just needing to watch that it might be important to just hang in there a little longer.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. Insights or learnings from this past week?
I really saw how much when someone has more institutional power than I do, how much I take it as the last word and not still speak up for my needs. And I've stopped seeing the person as a person. And another thing, I was looking at another incident where when I went deeply to my needs, I was just amazed at how triggered I got. And when I got to my needs, which was safety, I could see how it was just a few words that somebody said and how instantly it became so big for me. But when I processed it, then it became almost silly.
So part of the insight is about how you may get triggered with anyone, but when someone is structurally in a position of authority, the trigger's really quick, it sounds like, almost hard to notice at first.
Yeah, and not even recognizing that I still might have power in the situation.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
What I just immediately do is just withdraw and not even try.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm guessing that particular strategy of withdrawing serves some attempt to meet some needs.
Yes, taking care of myself, safety.
Yeah, and then there's also needs that are not getting met.
Yes, being seen, mutuality, acknowledgement of my needs.
I'm wondering also about the need for trust in yourself, that you will take care of yourself.
Yes, that's a big one. Yes, thank you. I think in a couple of my situations, I am looking at, well, if you don't understand, then I'm not going to be safe, instead of for me to take care of myself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I'm wanting other people to.
Yeah. Yeah. So in some way, I'm somehow wanting to name the withdrawal does not ultimately meet your need for power, but power really in the sense that we've been identifying it as access to resources, it's really not meeting your need for access to internal resources. Does that resonate for you?
Yes, internal and external.
And external, yeah. Okay, thank you. All right, anyone else from this past week? Any insight?
Now, I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Under the request, there's number 4, which is your request in the present? Are you asking for a reply now?
Yes.
And I really struggled with that because I come across as quite authoritative.
Uh-huh.
And so when I ask, please answer my question, it doesn't sound good to me.
Yes. I'm enjoying that question. It's actually a little bit of a confusing part of NVC. What do we mean by a present time request? Because oftentimes we are asking people about their willingness to do something that's in the future. So really, ultimately, all we're asking that's really in the present is to get the information back about the level of willingness. So how do we frame that in a way that retains the sense of spaciousness and openness there? Because you want to be really seen for your intentions, I'm guessing, that you're wanting to connect and to gather information. You're not trying to impose your power on them. Yes?
Exactly.
Yeah. To just name maybe one simple strategy is to simply ask the real formal way, making sure that you're asking in present time, would always include something like, would you tell me if you'd be willing to X, Y, or Z? But I think I can categorically say never. So maybe it's almost never, put that in. So the thing that makes the request present is that my own orientation towards the desire to hear from the other person and asking a question versus making a statement. All I would encourage you to do is just focus on the phrase, would you be willing? Would you be willing to X, Y, or Z? Then it's implied that you're asking for an answer. Is that clear enough, Jin?
It's clear, but with my husband, when I say things like, would you be willing?
Yeah.
He says, man, don't get all this wordy stuff. Just ask what you want.
Yes. I'm guessing that your husband belongs with a lot of other people who would really enjoy more of a sense of familiarity with the language of the people they're talking with. And suddenly their spouses or their friends or their coworkers or whoever it is learning NVC, and the whole sense of ease and familiarity with language evaporates. He's really expressing a need here. Yeah?
Yeah.
So what might he be needing? You know, so I answered some of that. It might be familiarity or ease, clarity, anything else that people want to name.
Something that my husband is comfortable with this new language, is if I ask in a way that I invite what is alive in him, he really likes that. He can respond to that, where he may have trouble with, would you please tell me what you've heard me say, or requests like that becomes a little imposing. He likes it if I'll say, so it's alive for you around what I just said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So naturalizing the language, making it more real and connecting, whatever is connecting for the individual. So I'm guessing part of what he's longing for is authenticity, both a sense of authenticity with you and also within himself, to be able to respond in a way that's authentic for him. Ultimately, Jin, it really does not at all matter what language you use. So if you're using a language that's not connecting for your husband or for anybody, you can drop the language. What's important is to hold in your awareness, in your consciousness, and in your heart that your intention is to connect, and you're really just looking for ways to make that connection happen. I want to name that what you're raising is actually a really big issue, and we could spend easily several sessions just on exploring how to connect with people when they're challenged around NVC and how to work with the language of NVC so that it's no longer sounds like a different language. So both of those topics. And for right now, my preference would be to close it here and move more into the power relations issue and the dialogues we want to have. Does that work for you?
It does work for me, but it is actually a power issue. I think anyway it is. But I'm happy for the issues to surface as we go along.
Okay, thank you. It may very well come up when we go into dialogue and the issue comes up in a live way where the language is not connecting, and then we'll work with it that way. I want to invite us to shift a little bit and look at connecting specifically around the topic of what is scary to notice. I want to invite everybody together to just explore for a moment what kind of topics are scary for you, what kind of issues, what kind of beliefs or thoughts move through you that are scary to notice or that you're afraid to admit, that you would like us to focus on for a little bit here. Wendy and Yael both raised them on our forum, and I just want to check if one of you or someone else is alive with something that you would like to work with.
This is Janice. Talking to people about racial issues,
mm-hmm.
about people not having equal access,
yeah.
I get triggered very quickly. when people don't want to hear about anything about racism or don't think that that has anything to do with things sometimes.
Okay, why don't we take this? It's so core to the topic of the class that my guess is it's relevant to everybody. Janice, could you help us set up the dialogue that we'll have by giving us either a real concrete example that you've experienced or a little bit more information so we can make it as real as possible?
I actually was sitting with some friends. We're all NVC friends. And I was bringing up pain around a young girl from China who was adopted, was saying, you know, why did my mother give me up? And I happened to be in this group, and I was struck by that. And in my check-in, I was saying something like, I was touched by this girl. And then I started to get upset and said, what about the fathers in this situation that also gave up the child? And also, what about a culture that doesn't honor women? And someone said, we all have grand illusions of separation. It's not just about race, or it's not just about gender. And I said, that's true, but I'm in pain and I'd like some empathy. And then I said, well, quite frankly, to saying this to a person of color, I'm really feeling like my reality is being discounted. And she said, well, give me a break. I wouldn't say this to a person of color. I'm Chinese American. I think a lot of people only think of Hispanic and African Americans as people of color. No one in the group said anything. And for the rest of the weekend, I got all these things about how I could change my racism issues, or, oh, let's look at this Byron Katie video. Let's do this. Let's do that. It was just really difficult to be present.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. I'm really grateful that you're willing to share this and appreciating the trust, particularly because part of what I'm hearing, Janice, is there was a real break in trust for you around being able to be met with empathy and compassion around this issue and having a sense of partnership and companionship in holding it. Mm-hmm. And so here you are bringing it to another NVC group, and I'm appreciating the trust that you're placing with us.
Oh, thank you.
Here's my suggestion of what we do with this. Last time we did something that we call multi-headed giraffe, where everybody gets a chance to participate with just one line of empathy or expression or self-empathy. It's not an extended role play with any one person, but it's a way to really engage everybody in practice and also focus on one issue at the same time. My suggestion is to do two rounds of this, to spend a little time going around and just connecting with you, with the empathy that you were longing for, or that you're still maybe longing for. And then to turn it around, I will role play that person, and then we'll look at how to connect with that person as though we're you. How does that sound to you?
Oh, it sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Great. Okay. So I want to check with everybody. Does anybody have a question about what we're about to do? Anything you want clarity about?
I hear what you're suggesting we do, but somehow I feel a little confused about what we're addressing. I kind of got lost somewhere, and I'm not quite sure where in what you were saying. I don't know quite what to ask.
Maybe a clear observation?
Yeah, of quite what we're looking at, because it sounded like several different things, so I'm not sure what to focus on in what we're about to do.
I'll set it up in a way that I think will be helpful, and I appreciate your question. I definitely didn't finish the setting up, so I will introduce again the topic. Let me go ahead and do that, because I think that will contribute to clarity. My suggestion is that all the rest of us will be the members of that group for a moment. The reason to do it as a role play rather than just getting empathy from us is because it can also serve as a bit of healing in that case. What I invite us to do is to imagine ourselves in the room with Janice and then to have Janice express again the first thing that you had expressed that began that discussion and that trigger, and then to have us respond with empathy as you would have liked at the time. Is that more clear, Becky?
Not yet, but it sounds like maybe it will get more clear.
Actually, you know, in my check-in that day of how I was doing,
my grief around the incident of the young girls, that was okay. But it was the response of my friends that I had the issue with.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's actually the one that I meant. I didn't track it well. Thank you. So can you tell us again the phrase that you said and what you heard in response? Then we will begin.
Someone said to me, we all have the grand pain of separation. Not everything is about race.
Okay. We all have the grand pain of separation. Not everything is about race.
How did you interpret the grand pain of separation? I'm not sure I can get my mind wrapped around that.
That everyone has the same problems.
Oh, okay.
That we all feel lonely or not, that we don't belong, that kind of thing.
Okay. So what I suggest that we'll do is I'll say that phrase to you, Janice, mm-hmm. and then you can respond however you want. You do not need to respond with any NVC, anything, just whatever comes up. And then we'll go around the circle, catching one line at a time, really, to connect with it, of your reactions to that phrase. Okay?
Okay.
The way we did it last time is we literally went around, and I want to go ahead and do that again. Then we'll just stay with that order. If you want to pass, please feel free to pass. This is not a test in any way. It's just an opportunity to connect, but you can pass it. What I do want to ask you is that everything that Janice says, I would like you to imagine that she's speaking to you, and I want you to consider how you would respond with NVC, even if it's not your turn. Janice, everybody in the world is in pain. It's not all about race.
Well, this was a check-in, and this is about my pain. And I would really appreciate empathy for the kind of pain that I have.
So, Janice, you really want to be seen in this moment for the pain that you're holding.
Yes, thank you.
Anything else? Just come back with whatever else you want to express here. Because the pain is triggered, I'm guessing.
When I think about, say, these young girls, and I just really want all people to be valued.
Dennis, I'm really hearing deep sadness around little girls being taken away and honoring your need for strong family connection, sadness around it.
That doesn't come up for me right now. I think that a part of it is there because I do really honor family very much.
But Janice, I'm just going to jump in to re-trigger the main issue.
Mm-hmm.
But Janice, you know, all this stuff is not about race. Like, why are you making it about race or gender? You know, you're just stretching it. You need to let it go. So if you're willing to just whatever comes up, don't try to do it in NVC for this moment. Just whatever.
You know, every time I talk about racial stuff, you keep on saying I don't have to listen to this. And it is real. There is inequities for people. And I don't know why you don't want to see it. Every time we start to talk about it, you'd say to me, I don't have to listen to this. Not my problem.
Thank you. So there's a few things already.
I guess that's probably why it's triggered that so much at that time was because there was a couple of times.
Yeah. So Wendy, would you like to step in?
Janice, I'm listening to you express your feelings of concern. I feel that you are guarded around your right to express what you're feeling. Is this true?
Yes, because I'd like to be seen, and I'd like acceptance, mm-hmm. and I don't want to be judged for what I bring up.
It sounds like you're really openly expressing a lot of pain at not being kind of listened to and heard and seen about an issue that is really, really important to you, but that among this group of people that you trust or would like to trust, you're not getting the recognition that would help you feel connected. Is that a reflection of your feeling?
Yes, and not even connected.
Yes, thank you.
I think what happened was the fear of not being seen, then I then I think people can inadvertently do things that might trigger pain that they might not know of.
Mm-hmm. So that lack of understanding is really scary.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
For those of you who have lots of NVC experience and feel a great degree of comfort with the language element of it, I want to name that the various guesses, they don't necessarily fall into the pure NVC categories of how to phrase things. And I am so pleased at the same time that all of you are really staying with a realm of connecting with the feelings and the needs and want to name how much that is what's important to me, to really touch in what Janice's needs are, really. What is the longing there for? What's the life there about? And I'm naming this particularly because a couple of you have expressed some trepidation and concern about how to use the language. So I want to affirm I'm really appreciating what you're doing, and go for it even if you're not sure how to frame it at NVC. That's not the core of what we're doing in this class in terms of focusing on language. So what are we focusing on? And I want to name one thing already, if that's okay, Janice, to sort of pause for a moment. One of the things that I really find deeply meaningful, when an issue is really charged, particularly around these issues, because I trust all of us on the call are really passionate about them, it's so easy to go to a place of agreeing or disagreeing. Do you recognize what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Almost with every sentence, that inner voice that says, yeah, that's right, can come up, or that's terrible, that's wrong. How could they say that, or how could she do that, or whatever it is. That voice really tends to come up a lot around issues that we're passionate about. And so one of the things that I'm looking for is to be able to connect with Janice without making anybody right or wrong. Really just stay very attuned with the feelings and needs. And I'm guessing that that would serve not only the other people in the circle, but also Janice as well. Because the greatest freedom in my mind is to connect across these very charged, powerful thoughts and ideas and judgments and stories and experiences that we have, to be able to really make the human connection. So that's what we're working on as we're going around the circle. Janice, I want to check back in with you. There's more, is my sense. One of the things that you had just said that I don't think was connected with was, why do you keep saying this?
Yes, why do you want to talk about it?
This is what the other person says to you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I keep getting, watch these videos, things like that. And it's videos of people that have gotten over racial issues. I guess she's viewing me as being blocked by being a minority or something like that. Or
mm-hmm. So that there's some way that it's blocking your capacity to see everybody's humanity.
Yes.
So let's do a little bit more with that. And I'll just say again another phrase. And then, Janice, you just respond with whatever comes up. Janice, I really think if you just did Byron Katie's work and if you watch these videos, you can get over this stuff. You know, I think it's really a problem that you're having.
Boy. what comes up for me, I'm tired of being with this group. I don't know why I'm volunteering when this is an all-white group that doesn't really have concern for building the diversity here. I don't know if that's true or not.
I'm happy you're surfacing it. Jane, go ahead.
Janice, is it that you're just like developing understanding about what your experience is like?
Yes. Understanding and, I guess a connection with it, I guess, too.
Let's take this one to invite several guesses, as many guesses as we can get about what Janice might be experiencing here. So what you expressed, Janice, is I don't even know why I'm joining this group. They're all white, and they don't even get the whole thing about race at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so We have one guest from Jane, and I'm wondering, Siobhan, and then Glenda, Cheryl, Becky, if you have more guesses about what might be there for Janice, and just want to go ahead and do one after the other for a moment. So we get like depths and breadths of several different guesses about this.
Janice, I'm wondering if right now you're feeling pain or some discomfort because it seems as though we're not able to...
Siobhan, can I stop you for just 1 second and sure. See if you can stay with that pain and then ask yourself, what is she wanting instead of what is happening mm-hmm. not working?
So, Janice, are you feeling pain right now because you're really wanting for all of us to be able to hold and consider what is inside you?
Yes.
So, Cheryl?
So I'm wondering if what you're feeling might be pain and confusion, and your sense might even be a little bit of betrayal because the reason that the group invited you in might not be the reason that they told you that they wanted you to be in.
Let's take that for just a moment, Cheryl, and imagine if that's what she's thinking, what is it that she would be needing? I would think of that more as an interpretation than a need. Is that making sense to you?
Yeah, and I think the need is probably acceptance and honesty.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, a big part.
Acceptance thank you.
And connection. Yeah, thank you.
Are you longing for your experience to really be honored and trusted instead of questioned and trying to be, quote, fixed?
Yes, thank you.
I'm really loving that first part of longing for your experience to be honored and accepted. And when you say instead of questions or being fixed, it's back to an interpretation. Even the interpretation might be accurate. Particularly, the more sensitive the issue, the more I want to try to stay away from interpretations. Thank you. Glenda?
I'm wondering if you're really wanting to know that this group really cares about the experience, about your experience, and about the experience of other people of color.
Yeah, and I guess it also falls along with about me, my own
needs.
That you matter. Yeah.
That you matter, that we care about you.
Mm. Yeah. Thank you.
Janice, you want to be able to contribute to the awareness around the specific challenges that people of certain races are going through.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, yes. That's a big part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. So we got so many, many different things, and I mean, we've not begun to exhaust all the issues that this touches on. I mean, I'm completely clear about that. Are you, Janice? Do you have a sense of...
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm really appreciating this opportunity to get the sense of how many things come together around issues of race and gender and class and all of those. And part of why it's so difficult to connect with one another in the moment is because there are so many threads here, so many threads we can follow, and it's so deeply and profoundly powerful issues that for us to explore mm-hmm. and to get understanding and connection around. And I'm also just deeply sad that there isn't right now sufficient resource in the group to find a way to connect around it. But I'm hoping that what we did here gives you a little bit of support, Janice. And I want to name just one other thing. I'm wondering if you're really longing for your passion with NVC and your passion with connection across differences and a world where everybody's needs matter. You're really longing for both of those to come together.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah.
And that's part of the dream here with this group.
Yes, very much my excitement when I saw the description of this class, yes.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. I want to invite us to stay with the same issue and shift focus. And now what I want to do is really bring this other person into our midst and to invite us to that incredibly beautiful, glorious invitation that NVC makes, which is to open our hearts really fully to connecting with this human being. And first, Janice, I want to just check with you. Are you willing to have us engage with that?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah, enjoy that, yes.
Okay, thank you. Here's what I'm going to suggest. I'm going to stay as that person, and we'll go into another round. I want to invite you to try to connect with me. I really would like to also get to a place where we practice what you might express to me. But for the first round, I'd like you to try to connect with me with empathy. Everybody could be either Janice or another group member who is turning to me with empathy. But I want to say, you know, you're just so focused on the race thing. You know, it's not all about that. And I want everybody, just don't go numb. Don't just stop thinking and hope that Becky will come up with something. You know what I'm talking about? I want everybody to consider, what are my feelings and needs? Don't try to make sense of what I'm saying. Just, what am I feeling and what might I be needing? And it's just a guess. You throw your heart towards me by making this guess. You keep talking about race. It's not all about that. There's other things.
I'm sensing that you're extremely frustrated because you're needing me to understand your perception of a broader worldview.
Yeah, so I want to invite you to take yourself out of the guess, because if you put yourself in the guess when you say you need me to understand, it's likely that I will stay very focused on you. Mm-hmm. And while I'm focusing on you, my experience is it'll get harder and harder for you to stay focused on me, because it will be more and more triggering. The more you can see that my needs are just needs, they're not actually about you. My strategies are about you, but my needs are very much about me, and that's all you're trying to connect with. Is that making sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so go for it again.
So I'm sensing that you're extremely frustrated because your need to be understood is not being met. Your need for...
Yeah, I really, like, why can't you get it that, you know, everybody's just human? Glenda?
You're really wanting us to look at how we're the same and to really connect with that, our common humanity.
Yeah, we are. We're just, I mean, it's all of these issues. They just cut across all of the races. Like, what's so different? Like, you're just making a big deal out of something that's just not real. It's just all one story.
Well, I'm hearing so much frustration with Janice, and I'm just guessing that you're really uncomfortable with her viewpoint, and you're wanting her to...
Same coaching, can you actually remove the focus from Janice as much as possible? Yes, uncomfortable. I might be feeling uncomfortable. What is it that the discomfort points to? What might I be needing here?
So I'm guessing that you're feeling really uncomfortable with a narrowing down of separation into a specific kind of category. I'm sensing that you're feeling somehow frustrated with the squeezing it down or limiting it instead of... I don't really know how to say that.
What I'm longing for.
Mm-hmm. That you're longing for...
Let's take the pressure off you to come up with the word. I'm wondering if anybody else has a suggestion.
I'm wondering if you want awareness around universality of the suffering.
Yeah, everybody's in pain. Everybody's struggling. You make it all about race. It's like you're cutting off the connection.
And I guess that, are you feeling frustrated because you really value self-reliance?
Well, self-responsibility. You know, I want people to take responsibility for themselves and not make it about other people. You know, it's like you're just saying it's about race. Like, it's like you have no responsibility. It's all some other thing. It's out of your control. So what are you going to do, you know?
And you would, sounds like you'd really like for people to be in their power, not to focus on ways people are held back, but for people to look at how they can take care of themselves.
Yes. Yeah. I want everybody to take, I mean, it's, you know, there's so much suffering. There's so much heartbreak. And if we just see we're all the same, then maybe that we have hope.
Yeah, I get that you're longing for us all to come together, honoring the ways that we contribute and that we have a part in how we relate and support each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That, you know, everybody's a human being. Everybody can come together. And if we all just take responsibility, we don't have to blame each other about these things. It just takes away from your power to think about it in terms of race. So right at this moment, I want to just really like ask all of you to just consider for a moment, how is your sense of me? Do you feel connected to me? Do you feel openness to what I'm saying? Is your heart open?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
More so, not as much
more
as
so, not as much as you'd like. So here's, if it's not as much as you'd like, I want to invite you to really look inside yourself, to look for the most beautiful thing you can see that I am yearning for. I notice in myself, any time that I guess something like anger or frustration, needs for self-responsibility or autonomy or anything like that, I connect with it some, but there's some barrier. For me, it's really helpful to look for the tender thing. Where is their heart of heart? With that challenge, I want to turn back to the role play. So let me just say the last thing I said. If you stop thinking about everything in terms of race, you know, maybe we have hope of getting somewhere.
Yeah, so I can hear that. You're really yearning to be able to sort of share in that hope, potential of hope with other people by kind of connecting around our common humanity and seeing the ways that we can make the world better all together without breaking things down. Is that a need for really wanting us to kind of use our individual strengths? I'm like trying to find the need. What's the need without interpretation? Let me think for just a moment. Yeah, there is really, I hear in what you're saying, a real desire to connect with other people, a desire for the world to be a better place for everyone,
yeah.
Which means
yeah.
Not letting down into difference.
So, yeah, so just for the world to be a better place for everyone, that really connects for me. Yeah, that's what I'm wanting. It's like every time you say the stuff about race, it's like you're separating us out, and NVC is all about getting us connected. Why don't you see that? I think I heard Janice say, what did you say, Janice?
That helped you. He was wanting to make it a better world, and not make it specific, but that we all have things.
Yeah, so that where we got to is this fear, really. The fear about separation because of the profound longing, which you share. For contributing to the world.
Yeah.
I wanted to capture that when that shift happens, that's one of the powerful moments to really breathe, not have to rush to any more empathy. So then I regretted a little even asking Wendy for a connection around it because I liked that quiet moment to hold it. You get a little bit of a sense of how just persisting with unraveling thread by thread, trying to get to the deepest, really the deepest piece of humanity underneath the first statement. To me, that is a lot of the work around transforming the enemy images, being able to connect around these very, very painful issues. Because these issues start out looking like we are different species of human, almost. I'm really longing for an opportunity to practice some profession. And I'm not confident that we'll do anything meaningful with that in the remaining time. But I want to check for a moment. Just Jin and Shivani, we didn't get to you, and I just want to check if you're okay with that or if there's some guess that you're really longing to make.
Companionship.
Companionship, yes. Thank you. What I would like is to take just a couple of minutes to look at how would Janice, let's imagine in this situation that this woman said what she said, and then Janice was able to actually connect with all these empathy guesses and then wanted to be able to also express what's in her heart. So this is a moment, like a very important moment of mindful transition around where we focus our attention. So we've been focusing our heart on this other woman. Now, as Janice, I want to focus back in on what matters to me. And usually what we do in that kind of moment is we just say, yes, but. And the moment that we say yes, but is usually the moment that we disconnect again. It's like all the empathy we just had just got wiped off because we said but. So clearly that was all just words that we were using. Now we're going to say what's really important to us. So how do we make this kind of transition? And I want to check if you have the first sentence after your last empathy guess, what would you want your first sentence to be to connect with this person?
I also have a longing for companionship and shared reality.
So, Shivani, what are you attending to by saying that? What needs do you imagine that would meet?
Somewhat companionship and shared reality.
Yeah. So really building this common ground. Both of you are longing for partnership and companionship. Mm-hmm. So you're establishing that you have this in common, this vision, this passion.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. Any other possibilities?
I might say something like, wow, I'm so grateful to hear you express that because I feel connected when you express a need that I also strongly hold.
Yes, thank you. And what need would you be attending to by saying that?
In part, her need to be heard and understood, acknowledged.
So when you say the need to be understood, you mean contributing to that person's need for being understood.
Right, right. So contributing to, because she kept trying to explain herself over and over, right? And then finally there was that connection where she said, yes, that is it. And acknowledging then sort of shared reality, right? The sort of we both have needs for the world to be a better place.
Yeah.
I didn't say that, but I said like a need that we both have. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's another thing that you did that I really want to highlight, which is you said, I'm so grateful. Mm-hmm. And to me, that is such a profound need that you just attended to by expressing
mm-hmm.
that. To me, it indicates a couple of things. One is your heart is open. To me, it builds a need for trust. It also meets a need for gratitude and acknowledgement, as you said, but also it lets me know that you've actually let me affect you. You allowed me in to a place where you're actually emotionally affected. And to me, that's a need that we don't speak to very much. It's not on the needs list, but it's about having an effect on people. It's related to mattering, that when we express, there is some effect on the other side. I'm just struck by how much the word I'm grateful really contributed to that in me. I'm happy for that. So I want to name one other transition phrase that I would like all of you to play with in your imagination of, you know, having these kinds of conversations or any conversations, which is, do you have a sense that I understand you? Or do you trust that I'm understanding? Because that's a large part of what we've been building. So if I start speaking before we've established that the trust is there, it's likely to be difficult for the person to hear me. And it's so much not likely to contribute to anybody's needs if the person is listening to me without actually being available. That's one. And then right after that, I actually would like to check. I'm grateful to hear you, and at the same time, there's some things I want to express, and I'm wondering if you'd be open to hearing me. So again, before I start speaking, I want to check if the person is actually available. I'm really happy with everything we held today, and I want to really quickly name something for next week. Next week, we want to look at identity labels. We're still going to keep working around these same issues. And we wanted to look at what kinds of identities we have or what kinds of identities other people have that we have charge around. So ideally, to have dialogues among group members that are completely real time. And for right now, I'd like to do the closure of today. And I want to do a very quick moment for self-connection. Would you check with yourself, how are you feeling about what we did today? What needs were attended to? Or what needs were not? And we'll just take 30 seconds. Would you be willing to just go around and name one or two words just to give us a sense of needs met or not met?
Community.
Open-hearted.
Open-heartedness, you said?
Yes.
Contribution and learning.
Learning and growth.
Inspiration.
Connection and care.
Thank you. And for me, there's connection and community and hope. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.